Shavua Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim HaKodesh, is daf Yud Gimel, and we're holding right at the beginning of the new perek, Akomitz. So remember, we've been talking about at the end of the first perek, we've been dealing with the fundamental notion of the din of pigel, chutz lizmanei, shechayev korosan, and some basic halachas about the four matirni, and about how one machshava can cancel another machshava because of the idea that karatzas kosher, kacharatzas pasul. But there's many, many very subtle questions that we actually haven't spoken about here. We did raise them in Zvochim. We have to re-go. Touched a little bit on some of these ideas, so let's consider what things are missing. So first of all, we know that we have the Arba Matirin, but it's not quite clear what it is that the Matir is able to make Pigel. So can a Matir be Matir, create Pigel in another Matir? That's a question we haven't really spoken about. So, I mean, suppose you would do your Komet with Pigel in order to eat the Lavona, chutz lizmano, can a matir affect pigel by dealing with the use of another matir at the wrong time? Would that be an act of pigel? How about a question of whether mefaglin b'chatzi matir, which we did talk about in the Svachim, and which we did mention the shita of Rabbi Elazar before, who says that since you've got the komets and the Lavona, are both necessary in order to be matir, the shirayim of the mincha, so then if you only had a machshavas pigel on one or the other, was Rabbi Elazar shita before, you would not be able to create pigel because of the idea of ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. Now, there's other questions that are yet more detailed, like what would be the din if the kavona of the matir, what it is that you were going to eat, let's say, chutz lizmano, what if that thing was particularized? What if, there were different parts of a carbon, and you had an intent to eat some of it, and you specified what that some of it was, chutz lizmano, would that affect the entire carbon, or would that be something that whose effect would be limited to the specific thing that you had intended? So these are just some of the issues that we're going to be talking about in this parak. And the Mishnah opens up in a classic way in which the Gemara separates the Mishnayos in such a way that before we really get a gander at the whole parak, which is a big mistake, and you should very much try to read through the Mishnayos of this parak because they're all very deeply interrelated and between them address a lot of new issues. So we're going to be talking about these issues sort of on a come one, and then even though we need to know all to talk about the come one, we're going to have to sort of scramble to keep up because we weren't given the opportunity to see the whole parak before. So let's start at the beginning, and this Mishnah is immediately confusing. So far everything sounds normal. We're going to be doing the kmitza in order to eat the shirayim chutz lizmano, or we're going to be makter the komets chutz lizmano. Well, okay, those are all classic cases of pigel, except, of course, for the problem that we mentioned earlier at the end of the previous parak, that if you just do kmitza of the mincha and you don't handle the lavona at the same time, then you're not dealing with the entire matir. So we'll talk about that as we go along. In this case, mode Rabbi Yossi bezeh. Now, we have no idea what it means Rabbi Yossi is mode, because we haven't yet seen what Rabbi Yossi argues about. But this is sort of an introduction to the first stage of Rabbi Yossi's argument. So Rabbi Yossi is mode in this case, that it would be pigel, and that you'd be chayev kares. But so when we say your chayev karas, of course, it's not for making the pigel, it's chayev karas for eating the carbon that was nitpagel. We'll talk later about which part of the carbon that was nitpagel you'd be chayev on eating. So in this case, it's not a problem, but the problem occurs where you had a kavana lahakter livonatala machar. So now you're going to do the kumets with a kavana to be makter the lavona. Well, I mean, on the one hand, this is very similar to the case of a zevach, where you bring the, you do the shechita, which is the equivalent of the kumets, you do the shechita in order to be maktir the emurim lamachar, right? So the emurim is supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, and it's also a matir of those emurim, because you can't bring the emurim on the mizbeach until you did the shechita, and the din is over there. That is sort of a classic case of pigel. But here, if your kavana was to be maktir lavona, which sounds like it's the same, nonetheless, Rabbi Yossi says, well, it may be possible, but it's not really pigel, and it's not mechayev yukaris. And we're going to try to figure out if it's not pigel, then why is it possible? We'll talk about that later on also. But there's no chorus on it, whereas the Chachomim say, well, why not? This is classic pigel, isn't it? I mean, you are bringing a matir, which is the kemitza, in order to be bringing something on the mizbeach, which belongs on the mizbeach at the wrong time. So isn't that the same? Omrulo, mashoneh, I should say, mashoneh ze min hazevach. Why is this any different than a classic case of pigel, where you went ahead and you did the shechita, which is the equivalent of the kmitza, in order to be makriv de emurim tomorrow? So here too, you're being makriv the kometz in order to be makriv the lavona tomorrow. Now, what's important here to think about is, can a matir create pigel on another matir? You see, because essentially the kometz is only part of the matir. You're not going to be able to eat the shiraim of a mincha until you've also brought the lavona. Not true? So then the lavona is also a matir. Can a matir be matir, bring pigel onto another matir? Well, that's what the Chachamim are pointing out. Actually, can you eat the basar of, let's say, a shlomim, which is where the Torah spoke about the whole din of pigel? Can you eat the basar of a shlomim before you brought the emurim of the shlomim? No. So that means that the emurim are a matir of the basar. And yet the classic case of pigel with a zevach is where you did the shechita in order to be able to be makriv the emurim, which are a matir, on the wrong day. So they asked the Chachamim to Rabbi Yossi, why is that different? The case of the Lavona here seems to be exactly the same. The Lavona is a matir of the Shirayim, and the Emurim are a matir of a basar, and yet you can be makriv a matir in order to bring a different matir, and that creates pigel on a zevach. And here you're saying, if you're makriv the matir, which is the kometz, in order to bring a different matir, which is the lavona, on the wrong day, it would not be. Well, how do you explain that, Rabbi Yossi? Sounds exactly the same. Amar lahem, Rabbi Yossi's response is not immediately understandable. Amar lahem, shehazevach damo ubisoro ve'imurav echad. When it comes to a zevach, it's all one animal. The blood, the meat, the emurim. But when it comes to the mincha, lavona is not really part of the mincha. Now, what this has to do with anything is your guess at this point. I mean, why would that affect anything? All to be seen in the Gemara. Now, when we introduce this Mishnah in this strange way, Rabbi Yossi is moda in this case. Before you even told me what the case is that he's not moda on, you've certainly piqued my curiosity. So, lomali lemisna, moda Rabbi Yossi bezu. What a funny way to start a Mishnah. Ah, but you see, the point is to tell me the Chiddush. And that is, since I'm about to introduce the Seifa was lahakter livonatala machar, Rabbi Yossi Amir Apostle, the Ein Bo Karis. Now, In order to contrast the two halachas, we wanted to begin in this way by telling me, now listen here, don't make the mistake of thinking that what I'm going to tell you right now is due to something else. Namely, you would have thought that if I just read that sefer of the Mishnah, which says that if you brought a kometz in order to be makriv of the levona tomorrow, it would not be pigel. What's the first thing that crosses your mind? The sugya that we just had earlier, can you be mefago with a chatzi matir? Right? This was one of the Gavi rules, ein in parentheses, mefaglin b'chatzi matir. So it's you might have thought that all Rabbi Yossi was saying is, how can you be mefago with the kometz to the Levona if the kometz is only half of the matir? But if I introduce the Mishnah by telling you, no, Rabbi Yossi's got no problem of being mefago with a chatzi matir. And that's why I want to introduce the Mishnah with this. Rabbi Yossi would be moda that if you only did the kometz and not the Levona, you just did the kmitza of the kometz, and you had in Kavana anything that was considered to be pigel. You were going to eat the shirayim tomorrow. You were going to actually be makriv that kometz tomorrow. That would be absolutely 100% pigel, according to Rabbi Yossi. So then that means you have to stretch now your understanding. So why does Rabbi Yossi argue about the second part? It cannot be because ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. So therefore, mahu detema, I might have thought if I hadn't had the introduction to the Mishnah, I would have immediately jumped to conclusions. And I would have said, oh, well, taima Rabbi Yossi, mishum dekasavar ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. And if that were true, then even the case in the Reisha, he would have disagreed with, because he would have said, look, you can't do any kind of pigel just with a kometz. If you're going to do a pigel, it's going to need both of the matirin, the kometz and the lavona. And therefore, I would argue on the Reisha as well. Therefore, I need to tell you, no, he doesn't argue on the Reisha. Kamashmalan, that he's perfectly happy with the Reisha. Not so, we don't really know why. It's got to be, we're about to get into this new sugya, of ein matir mefagel et hamatir. So Rabbi Yossi has got another problem. His problem is that a matir stands on its own as something that is necessary for the korban to be usable. Over here we have two separate matir. We have the matir of the kometz, and we have the matir of the levona. And so Rabbi Yossi says, look, each one of those things stands separately. The Torah never introduced a case when it was talking about shlomim, which was the primary exposition in the Torah of the concept of pigel. And there never was a matir that was actually acting on another matir. Now, of course, that's precisely what the Chachomim find strange. What are you talking about? Every single time that you are mefagel for the hakrovas ha'emurim, the emurim are also a matir. So if you're doing the shechita or the kabbalah or the holacha, all of that in order to affect the hakrovas ha'emurim, the emurim are a matir, because I can't eat the basar without the emurim. Now, of course, there's only four matirim officially in the Mishnah. How come we didn't list the hakrovas ha'emurim to be matir? Because remember, we only list matirin that are ma'akev kapara. Matirin that are not ma'akev kapara don't create pigel, and they're not similar to the arba matirin that we saw in the shlomim, you see. So it's true that you're not allowed to eat the meat unless you brought the emurim, but the truth is, we don't really care about bringing the emurim or eating the meat. As long as the korban was brought with the zrikas hadam being done properly, everything would be a-okay. So therefore, we cannot include that in a chi of koras if you could just do away with it completely. Remember, we established that early on in Zvachim. So that pigel is only meaningful when it's affecting a part of the korban that's essential for kapara. Fine, I understand that. But let's not confuse the materium that are necessary for pigel with the concept of a matir. The concept of a matir has nothing to do with pigel. In its essence, the concept of appeal is very straightforward, of a mater is a very straightforward idea. Something that is necessary to be done as a prerequisite for the next stage of the karma. So if it's necessary for me to be makriv the emurim, in order to get to the next stage, which is the heter of the kayanim, to be eating from that carbon, which is part of even of the kapora when it comes to the chatas or to the asham, right? So then it's certainly a matir. Now, that means that so far you never saw that there was a problem in the fact that something was a matir, that therefore you cannot make it pigo. Why not? That's what the Chachamim were asking Reb Yossi. And that's what we need to understand. Why, in fact, does Reb Yossi hold that there's some fundamental difference between the two necessary steps that are necessary to eat the shirayim of the mincha? Why is that different than the two steps that are necessary to eat the basar of a karban? Those two steps being completing the avodah of the dam and bringing the emurim. And here, by the mincha, the two steps are the hakrava, or the kaimetz, of the mincha itself, and then the taking also the kometz and the hakrava of the levona. So that's what we're going to need to understand. So let's look at those next words. Lahaktir levonata lamachar, Rabbi Yossi omer pasul, the aimbo correct. You know why? Says Rosh Lakish, it's very simple. The reason that Reb Yossi says that that's not considered to be a classic pigel is because a matir cannot be mafagel another matir. It can only be mafagel that which it is coming to be matir. Well, then it can't be mafagel the other matir, can it? So if that's the case, I'd say the same thing would be true. Chena ta omer b'shnei b'zichei levona. So let's say you took one of the bezichim of Levona and you had in mind to be makriv the other bezichim of Levona lemachar. You would not be able to create pigo in such a case because you're using one matir to actually try to be mefagel another matir. So it's exactly the same case. So, well, isn't that obvious? My v'chein ha'tomer, what exactly do you think you're teaching us with that? I mean, you just explained that ein matir mefagel as hamatir. What did you gain by adding? And the same thing is true of the lechem haponim. Well, I'll tell you, you might have thought, I mean, if you read the Mishnah, for sure you would have thought, you might have thought that Rabbi Yossi's logic was because the levana is not really part of the mincha. Because, I mean, the mincha is a type of solet mixed with things normally mixed with solet, whereas levona is more similar to the ketoret. I mean, it's not something that you eat. It's something generally that you would smell, and it's more decorative. So I would think maybe that's the reason that you cannot be mefago a kmitza. But, I mean, the shnei bezichei levona, I mean, both of them are exactly the same. They are similar to each other. So if I understand, if I'm going to bring a kometz, this is what I would thought. If I'm going to bring a kometz, which is pure mincha, and I'm going to use that kometz to say I'm going to bring the levona, which has nothing to do with the mincha really, and I'm going to bring a levona tomorrow, maybe that's where we say that you cannot be using a matir to be mefagel another matir because it's so different. But with the Shnei Bezichei Levona, where both of them are precisely the same thing, maybe they could be mefagel one another, and there's nothing particularly wrong about a matir that's mefagel a matir as long as it's part of the same unit. Kamashmala, no. The same din is true, even though they're exactly the same as each other. They're both Bezichei Levona. And his point is, a matir can never be matir another matir, even if they are the same. But that's ridiculous. It's insane. It's the exact opposite of what Rabbi Yossi himself said in the Mishnah. The Chachomim asked Rabbi Yossi, how do you explain that this is different? And he said, well, it's not the same thing. It's a different material. And then you go along, Rich Lakish, and you say, never make the mistake of thinking that Rabbi Yossi thinks just because it's a different material. Oh, the fact that Rabbi Yossi himself said that that's the whole point doesn't make any difference? understand what you're saying. How can you suggest that Rabbi Yossi is not focusing on its being a different type of material if that's what he himself says? Read the Mishnah, Vakatani Sefer. Amru lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yossi, Ma shoneh zeh min hazevach? How is this any different than a case where you do a shvita in order to be makter emurim? It's exactly the same. There it's Spiegel. Even though the emurim themselves are a matir of the baser, and Rabbi Yossi said to them, well, they're different things. Now you're laughing at that. Hazevach domo b'sarov emurov echad, whereas the levona is not part of the mincha. So that means that Rabbi Yossi's entire sfara is exactly what Reish Lakish claims it isn't. I don't get it. Ah, says Reish Lakish, that's because you don't know how to think straight. When he said those words, Eina mina mincha, what do you think he meant? It's not part of the mincha. What he meant is, it's not part of what is ma'akev the mincha. Meaning, lav ki echad ma'akev lukom et shiri lishirayim. The kamad alav mitkater kom. You know, before we read it inside, let me explain it to you. When you're dealing with the komets and the lavona, and their heter of the shirayim of the mincha, they both act totally independently. It doesn't matter which one you bring first, and you don't need to bring one in order to be matir the other. So basically, you have two independent entities, and each of them is separately necessary in order to be matir the shirayim of the mincha. No such concept exists when it comes to the korban, which we were talking about, the shirayim, which are matir the basar. The seder over there is very straightforward. You have a matir of the emurim, namely, bakravas hadam, and then the emurim are necessary to be matir the basar. So basically, you're talking about a series of things that have to happen in that way in order for the basar of the korban to be mutter. Why? Because they're all part of the same korban. It's not something that's coming from left field, which is necessary in order to eat the korban. It's the way that the korban has to be brought within itself. First, I bring the dam, then I bring the emurim, and then I eat the basar. That has no equivalence when it comes to the mincha. The mincha is entirely in and of itself, consists of the komets and the shirayim. The levona is not part of that mincha, and it's, albeit it's a indeed a matir, but it's a matir that's coming out of left field, and it's not affected by the komets in any way. I don't need to bring the komets in order to bring the levona. And therefore, if that's the case, why would you think that I could actually be mefagel with the mater of the komets trying to affect the mater of the lavona, despite the fact that the lavona is not part of the mincha? Why should it? What does that have to do with the case of the zevach? Taina's Reish Lakish is the meaning of Rav Yossi's response. So when Rav Yossi responded the way he did, he wasn't talking about the fundamental problem. He was talking about how this is indicative of the fact that this is not considered to be a matir in the way that a matir could be mafagal another matir. But his fundamental idea is the idea of one matir is not mafagal another matir, unless it's all part of the same thing, which then means that it's not a separate matir, it's part of the stage of being matir. That's what they're saying. It's not that those words of Rabbi Yossi were meant to stand on their own. Well, it's a different thing. That's not the point. It's since it is completely out of left field, unrelated to the parts of the mincha, so then why would you think that this matir of the komets should in any way affect the mincha by addressing the time in which you're going to bring the levona? They're not related to each other. That's the point. So my enam in amincha, you know what Rabbi Yossi meant? He meant enam bi'ikuv amincha. It is not part of what is going to be me'ukav to prevent without bringing the komets of the mincha, because it's not true. The lofty echad ba'akiv lukomets v'shirayim, which is certainly not the way that the matir of the komets is matir the shirayim, it's also going to be matir the levona. The komets has nothing to do with the levona. Or you're not going to be saying that the komet lo miskater komets lo misak l'shirayim. It's certainly true. If you don't bring the komets, can't eat the shirayim. But you cannot say, and also you wouldn't be able to bring the levona. That is simply not the case. Ella, the correct halacha is that if you feel like bringing the levona first, you can bring the levona first without any kind of matir. Ella, iboy hai makter beresha, iboy hai makter resha. Look, you know, if the coin's in the mood to bring first the levona, you can bring first the levona. And therefore, you cannot call the komets as being a matir for the levona. They're independent matirim and they're not part of a series. That's why Rabbi Yossi is saying that having a machsheves pigul about levona during an avodas hakomets, how is that going to create pigul? And if that's the case, the same thing is true of the shnei bezichei levona. You can bring those bezichin, each one on its own, right? I mean, you don't need to bring the left side before the right side or the right side before the left side. So that's what I'm telling you. They are independent matirin. And independent matirin are not able to affect one another. That's the point. And why did the Rabbanan say that's not true? Because the Rabbanan say, actually, we agree in essence to the idea that a matir cannot be mefagel a matir. Now, where do we know that that's true? It's true in a case that we're going to have later on, if we would have known all the cases in the perek. One of the interesting cases later on in the perek is the shnei kivsei atzeret that are matir the shtei halecha. So you've got two kvasim, and those two kvasim are matir the two lechamim, which are the shtei halechem brought on the atzeret. And unless you bring those two kvasim that are, remember, the zivchei shalmei tzibur, which are kodshei kodashim, the only shlamim that are brought by a tzibur, they are brought in order to be matir the shtei halechem, of course, none of which goes on the mizbeach, the shtei halechem itself, because the shtei halechem is chametz. That's the whole point. In Shavuos, you're ready for chametz, right? It's after the chamishim yom. So now, if that's the case, we've got a chatzi matir situation with the two kvasim. Because if you only bring one of those kvasim, you're going to run into ein mefagel b'chatzi matir, similar to the case of bringing one of the bezichei levona. Or, perhaps, if you hold ein mefagel b'chatzi matir, doing just the kemitza of the levona, or doing just the kemitza of the solet as part of your machsheves pigel. If you hold ein mefagel b'chatzi matir, you have a problem over there of the ein mefagel b'chatzi matir. Now, when it comes to the din of the Rabbanan, they agree that if you shecht one of the kivsei atzeret with a kavana to bring the other kivsei atzeret l'machar, you are not mefagel. Why? Because the other kivsei atzeret is the other matir, and a matir is not mefagel a matir. So now we have a problem with the Rabbanan. If the Rabbanan agreed to the fundamental idea that one matir cannot be mefagel another matir, how are they going to differentiate between the case of the two kivsei atzeret, which they agree one can't be mefagel the other, and the case over here where the komets is going to be able to be mefagel the levena? If they, I thought they were arguing about the whole idea about ein matir mefagelas hamatir, but now we're saying no. We know for a fact the Rabbanan agree that ein matir mefagelas hamatir. So now we're going to have to explain, according to the Rabbanan, what is the difference that they see between the two kivsei atzeret, which cannot be mefagel one another, and the case of the levona and the komets of the solet, which they say can. So let's see their answer to that. The Rabbanan say, look, it's true that we agree with the basic idea, such as in the case. Now, this someone was kind enough to stick in the explanation into the Gemara, and we might as well read it. But you need to know it's not really part of the Gemara, because if you take a look at all the Rishonim, they all explain it. So obviously it wasn't in their Girsa in the Gemara, but nonetheless, it's great that someone stuck it in just to make sure that we'll understand it. So
And
where do
somebody put a cup into Rebbe's hand to make it easier for Rebbe to drink, and then it disappeared.
It's the disappearance, that's the Chiddush Parnia. The fact that things appear in my hand, that's Pashut. So how do we explain that? Because after all, Gabi Shachat Echad Min HaKvasim Lecho Michaveiro LeBachar, you said in that case they're both kosher and there's no pigel. So why is that different than here? Ah, I'll tell you why. It's because Hanimi Mili Echad Lo Ikavu B'chad Mona. That's because there is nothing that made those two kvasim into one kedusha. And actually, here there is, because the kometz has to be put into the same kli as the levona. So the kiddush kli actually is koveya the levona as being necessary and part of the other matir. So therefore, your machshava, which views them as being associated in this fashion, allows you to be mefaga one matir with the other. But that's because they have a fundamental connection in the Torah that views them as one kedusha. Like our case, where you need to put the kometz and the levona of the mincha together into a single kli, that's called netina b'kli. And there is, by the way, a machlok is about whether the netina b'kli is a one-time thing, and then you can actually take out the levona and put it by your hand, and so on. That already is a complex sugya. There's a big brisker rov on that shaila. We'll be getting into that as we go along. But right now, what's important for us is that they definitely require a kvi'ut in a single mana, and that makes them as if they're one. In which case, if you have a machsheves chutz zmano about one, it's actually going to be able to create pigel. And therefore, one matir cannot actually be mafag of another matir, is only in a case where each matir is brought separately, such as the case of zifchei shalmei tzibur on atzeret, but not where they're the same. So Reish Lakish actually pointed out that what Rabbi Yossi was saying would affect even the Shnei Bizichei Levona. But it's mashma, therefore, that according to the Chachamim, that would not be the case, right? It's mashma that they would hold, because he made that part of his understanding of Rabbi Yossi. Because, why would that be? Because both Bizichei Levona take their Kedusha from the Shulchan. You can't have the Bizichei Levona not on the Shulchan. So therefore, it's not the same as requiring the same levona and kometz of the soot of the mincha to be put into the same nesinas klishores, you see? So there are subtleties of differentiation here. And what defines, what allows your machshava to define this other matir as something that is shayach to this matir and therefore part of its pigel, depends on how much they are associated as one in the Torah. So Amar Rav Yanai, likut levona bizar pasul. But basically, if a zar would actually just collect the levona, because remember, you have to take the kmita without any of the levona. So all of the levona we learned before in the Mishnah. If even a single karat of levona gets into your kometz, then the whole thing becomes pasul. I'm not sure what happened here. I forgot to push the. I don't understand. All right. Well, we're recording meanwhile. You're okay. So the whole thing becomes pasul. So if that's the case, then later on, when you bring the levona, you're going to have to gather it from all the places where it was pushed aside in order for you to do the kometz. That's called the likut of the levona. So if the tzar did that likut of levona, it's pasul. Whoa, where is that? I mean, doesn't say anything. It just says, "Al kol levonata." I understand logistically, kol levonata means I have to gather the levona together, but I mean, it never made that an actual separate avoda, did it? So my taima, Omer of Yirmiya, it's simply because mishum holacha naguba. Basically, when you're collecting the levona and you're making it ready for haktora, you are doing a type of holacha. What's holacha? Holacha is nothing but a requirement which is logistic. I need to get the korban or the dam. I need to get it to the mizbeach in order for me to be able to be zurigit on the mizbeach. And because of that, the holacha becomes now a valuable act of aveda. If I don't need to do the holacha, so then the halacha is not a valuable avodah. Let's say I would do the shkita right next to the mizbeach, and I wouldn't need to do a halacha sadam because the kabbalah was done right next to the mizbeach. So then, like we said, in zvachim, that's not called halacha maybe, and therefore it wouldn't matter. But since over here I need to be melake de levona, so it's a type of halacha. If I don't get it up and together, I can't put it onto the mizbeach. And therefore, says Rabbi Yirmiya, it's basically the same thing as holacha, but you'll say, I thought holacha has to be done by foot. No, that was a machlokas, remember? Whether holacha shelo beregel or shmo b'halacha, let's say you had a long line of kohanim. Remember, we were talking about the din by the korban Pesach. So you have one kohen passes to another kohen, passes to another kohen, and nobody moves a foot. So is that considered to be holacha or not? So that was a machlokas, whether halacha shelo beregel is called halacha or not called halacha. But he apparently holds that Kosovar, Rabbi Yanai, who said this, must hold that halacha shelo beregel is considered to be halacha. And furthermore, he holds that halacha by a zar is pasul. And therefore, if you have the equivalent of halacha, namely the likut levena, that would actually make it pasul. Omer of Mari, yes, Rabbi Yanai's explanation makes a heck of a lot of sense because this is what we saw in the Mishnah. We just had a Mishnah like that. Afa na nami tanina. What did it say in the Mishnah? The one before our parak today. Zeaklal, kol hakomeid, svinotein bekli, vehamolich, vehamaktir. I understand that each one of these is connected one of the arba, matirin of the zevach, right? Well, how do you know that? So kometz, I understand that obviously is the equivalent of the shochet, because the kometz brings the part that is the equivalent of the dam. It allows me to separate out the part that's going to be put onto the mizbeach, it's sprinkled on the mizbeach, so to speak, and that if I don't do the kometz, I don't have that. So, okay, so kometz is what causes the dam to be separated out, and therefore it's the same thing as the shechita. That's clear. So, mishnah on kometz, hainu shochet. Okay, molech. Well, I mean, obviously, molech is molech. I mean, if you're going to be chayev for holochas adam, you're chayev for holochas of the kometz. Maktir. Well, Maktir is what you do with the kometz. It's the way that you bring it to the mizbeach. In the same way you do the zrika of the dam on the mizbeach, you do the haktorah of the kometz on the mizbeach. You throw the kometz onto the mizbeach if it's not going to be burnt. So, okay, I understand. But where does the notain bekli come from? That's weird. I mean, is there something that's the equivalent of notain bekli? Now, I know you're going to tell me, of course there is. Isn't notein bekli essentially Kabbalah? No, it is not. Ilema mishum de domi le Kabbalah. I mean, is it really the same? I mean, isn't the idea of Kabbalah is that otherwise the blood is going to spurt down to the floor and not be roy for the mizbeah, right? Well, that's not true over here. I mean, over here you did the kometz in your hand. So keep it in your hand and put it on the mizbeah. I mean, it's not the same at all. Over there, the blood is memela, goes into the kli that you're holding. And if it wouldn't be there, the blood wouldn't be usable. Mashenken, acha, you already are holding the kometz. So now you're going to mechanically take the kometz, you're going to stick it into a kli. I don't understand why that follows at all. It doesn't seem to me to be similar at all, right? I mean, basically, this is very similar to the Gemara we had before. And that is that even though we paskin that when it comes to the Kabbalah Sadam, you need to have that coin holding the Kippurei Zahav, right? They have to be holding the kli in which you're being mekabel the dam. So the mizraq is in the hands of the kohen. But we ended up paskening before that you can actually do the nesina b'kli without anybody holding the kli. So then, I mean, it's an entirely different idea, b'chlal. Who's to say it needs to be done at all? Hosam mebela, halcha kashato. And therefore, you would have a good reason to doubt it. So, Ella, what are you going to say? The Mishnah says, well, sorry, boys, but the fact is that Nesina B'Kli is actually one of the Arba steps, which are the Matirin. So why is that? Must be because since it needs to be done, because the Mincha is posel if it's not going to be Mekudesh in this Kli. So therefore, even though the original Mincha was in a Kli, that was the Bisa, we see that it's considered to be essential. So since it's essential, that makes it a matir, apparently. So since lo sagile de lo avata, you can't get away without doing it, that makes it an avodah that is chashuva, and that turns it into a matir. So which matir? So then al korcha, it means that you're looking at it as the same thing as the Kabbalah itself, because it's necessary. So even though it's not really, you're right, it's not physically the same, but it needs to be done, and therefore it's the same as Kabbalah. The Mishnah took that for granted. It made it one of the Arba Matirin. So if that's the case, that's essentially the same idea that Rabbi Yonai was saying here. Given de lo sagila de lo avadla, look, if you're not going to be able to be matir this without it, so then Rabbi Yonah is saying, well, that means that it's an aveda, in which case it would be posel bizarre. Isn't that basically what the Mishnah said? No, absolutely not, says the Gemara. That you could say that the nesina b'kli is an essential aveda, and it's one of the arba avedas because of the fact that it's the same as Kabbalah. It can't be. It's got to be because it's choshev. Not true. I don't understand where you get that from. You made so many assumptions in order to come to that understanding. I'm insisting it's exactly the same as Kabbalah. And what's your problem? Well, Kabbalah is memela, and this thing has to be. So what? Why is the kakashala chasa memela? I don't understand. If the point is that it needs to have, after you are ready to have the thing that you're putting on the Mizbeah, you needed to have it Mekudesh and a Kli. So what's the difference? Obviously, over here it's automatic because blood spurts, and over there you're going to have to put it in, but the idea is exactly the same. Michtei tarvaya kedushas Kli. Mali memela, mali kashaka varami. What a weird way to bring a proof by making these assumptions that there must be some other reason, namely that it's choshev as a matir, and that proves Rabbi Yonai. Oh man, I give up. Okay, so we don't have really any kind of raya to Rabbi Yonai's idea.